This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins the national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
Fun show today. Myself here, C Music with us, and Colton on the board today. Going to be a quick, easy, fun show. Baseball Hogs getting ready to take on South Carolina down in Hoover. Had a great game last night, opening round, game one, Indianapolis Pacers. I guess they're just the Indiana Pacers. They were able to, man, it was such a good game. Boston was able to get through that one. And we're going to have Fisherman Clay Henry coming up here in about 15 minutes. Grant Hall coming up at 11:30. And then if you want to get in with us today, it's I guess it'll be this first segment and the last segment. So please do today, this version of Halftime, 877-377-6963. And as always, all guests joined by the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Man, let's just get into it. We're a quick show today, and let's get into it right away, man. I watched that entire game last night, guys. I don't know if y'all did. The Pacers, the Celtics jumped out 12-0. Rick Carlisle had to use two timeouts in the first, 7 minutes. And I thought back to watching Denver versus Minnesota, thinking about their coach might have should have used a couple timeouts and did something a little better, but. Neither here nor there. And so the Pacers come back. Great ball movement. I was a little surprised that Boston tried to – they just played exactly what Indiana. They said, y'all want to run? We're going to run. We're just going to run with you.
Yes.
High scoring first half. You know, I thought maybe they would try to slow it down or play their game. But they just said, hey, if that's what you want to do, yeah, we're going to do it. And it ended up being a good game.
That was the type of game the Pacers wanted. I mean, they got it. They got it. They just came up short. You know, they had a – chance there at the end of regulation, turned it over, and Jaylen Brown hit that miraculous shot to tie it up.
Well, I thought, Andy, you're right on that last play. The defensive side of the ball, you can't let the ball go get passed over that side. You got to have so the on-ball defender right there should be slanted that way under the basket, and no, don't be able to throw it that way. Shade everything back to the other side. They didn't switch the screen. A lot of different things. Halliburton just dribbled the ball off his foot a couple times too late in the game, made some turnovers. The best trade, and you don't always see it come to fruition, C-Unit, but I said this, and I believe you were here. When Drew Holiday left the Bucks and went to the Celtics, I said that was the best move all offseason by any NBA team, and you're seeing it come out. I mean, he's an Olympic player, and I don't know if you do this too. So Hal Burton, Jaylen Brown, Jaylen Brown, Drew Holiday, Hal Burton. That's four Olympic guys. So when I watch the NBA – if you got that USA on your chest, I always kind of watch those players a little. I expect them to make the right plays. Drew Holiday made the right plays all game.
He is a defensive staple for them for sure. And although there wasn't a lot of defense in that game, that's the type of game, like I said, Indiana wants to play. If they, you know, get one stop or two, they win that game. The Celtics are going to have to try to switch the flow of the game because, I mean, I don't think they can outscore Indiana the whole series.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. The matchup of Siakam and Miles Turner. I remember this kid when he played at Texas. You talk about a kid getting better, working on his game. Man, just what a great player he's turned out to be. And just coming back from Texas to where he's at now. Yeah, it is. And when the Pacers were playing the Knicks, I said, man, it'd be a better matchup. Boston, Indy has a better chance to beat Boston, and you saw that. Now, the thing is, do you hold your head? How do you go to game two? Because that's so much energy, so much effort. Had the game right there. I mean, really did. And I'll get into with you, Christian, as well. There's a theory on, and I kind of go to the Bill Belichick theory when you saw this happen in the NFL 10, 20 years ago. If you're up 9 points or whatever, just let the team score. You know, let them score. However you want to do it, let them score. They were up four. They were up five. Certain points in that game with 12 seconds left, 30 seconds. Why don't you foul, make them go to the free throw line and shooting two instead of letting him shoot three?
That's a really good point. They should have done that looking hindsight 2020. If I'm the Indiana, I do the exact same thing in this game, too.
Same game plan.
You don't change anything, but obviously learn from your mistakes in the first game. Inbound the ball. You got to be careful about that. And
you had a timeout right there. Call a timeout, you know.
Yeah. Just was sloppy there. And that's a game that they let get away from them for sure. And if you're Indiana, you hope it doesn't come back to bite you. If it goes game seven, you'll be looking back at that game. Man, I don't know. You got to give credit to the Celtics for finding a way to win, but they were that close to losing. And I don't think Indiana is going to lay down. I think they can score with the Celtics. At times last night, it looked like neither team were playing defense really. I mean, maybe Boston a little more than Indiana. They're known for their defense, but it just wasn't very much defense.
Yeah, well, Boston's the more physical team, so I'll give you that one on there. And we'll get into this later. You got Minnesota and Dallas coming up. Minnesota's the more physical team. I think the game was won and lost. Surely there's plays here, plays there that win and lose games for you. We know that. But when you're looking at it, Pacers had 21 turnovers, and a lot of those were unforced, and they were timely turnovers. You know, when you're up, this was the first team since 1998 to have a three-point lead and the ball with 10 seconds or less on the clock and lose the game. So that's how long it's been since they've Amber Heard the bed that bad. But if you look at it, they all, 99 field goals per team. The game was won and lost here. The Celtics had 30 free throws to the Pacers' 10. And the Celtics had 14 turnovers to the Pacers 21.
Yeah, the Celtics won a game last night where they normally don't. Even without Porzingis, imagine if they get Porzingis back in the series. That changes things a little bit. It makes the Celtics a little more offensive. Obviously, they had enough to get it done, but do you see Porzingis coming back?
I don't see Al Horford, the ageless wonder. Al Horford is 2 years older than his head coach. That's how crazy. crazy it is. I mean, he looks like he's, I don't know if you know this guy, Tiago Silva. Thiago Silva. He plays center back for Chelsea, and he's played for years, but he's about 38 years old as well, and he looks like he's 18. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, to your point, that's the matchup the Pacers have, the better matchup inside. Kristoff is out. You got the old Al Horford. You got Cornette trying to play a little bit. That's really the tough spot for the Celtics is inside. But the Celtics have, I mean, there's such good guard play. Drew Holiday, Jaylen Brown, White, and Tatum. I mean, that's where their advantage is.
This is actually a fun matchup. That was a great game. If Jaylen Brown doesn't hit that three, I mean, I'm telling you, that I would was a even tough, foul that was a him.
And I know, to your point right there, when there was that, when he got the ball in the corner, if you can foul him right, make him go to the line and try to hit three free throws.
It's better than
I don't know. I mean, that's the way there's a little pressure on it. Maybe hits two or three. But yeah, like you said, hindsight is 20/20. So we got one more. We're going to have Clay Henry coming up. But first, let's preview. We got the Mavericks-Timberwolves C-unit. And this is going to be a good one tonight. And when I look at the duos, I see Ant-Man and Cat. Mm-hmm. So you got Anthony Edwards and Karl-Anthony Towns. That's their duo. That's if you're saying, who's Minnesota's best two players? That's it. Dallas, you say, who's their best two players? Luka and Kyrie. No question. So superstars, if they equal out, now it's going to come to role players.
Yes.
Can Lively and Gafford, this is where Gafford can make some money, man. You want to talk about an Arkansan, if he can go out there and show out against Karl-Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert and do his thing, prove his worth, him and Lively, I could see Gafford getting a big-time contract.
You're right, man. If you look at this matchup by matchup, position by position, it's pretty exciting. Guys like P.J. Washington for the Mavs is going to have to step up. I know he's probably going to guard Towns some. Towns is a freak of nature because he can pull up from three. He can drive. I mean, he can do it all. He's a little finesse at times, but, I mean, finesse will get you far in today's NBA. He's tough. He's a matchup nightmare.
And you can't teach size. That's the thing. His length, and he's worked. He's kind of like Miles Turner in the sense that I'm seeing. Brooke Lopez is another one. You see these guys get into the NBA, and then they work on that shot. And that's just the point. That's the way the game has changed in the last 20 years. You can't be on the floor and not be able to hit down an open three-point shot.
No, got to have that. And we know Anthony Edwards is going to get his points.
Man, I don't know Dallas, what they do. Jason Kidd's a G. He'll have a couple game plans. And when you get a superstar, the thing that you have to do is you have to keep changing up your look. You can't – the thing, if you give Anthony Edwards the same look every time down the court, he's going to figure it out and he's going to expose you. You have to change it up, keep him guessing. And remember, the NBA game's a lot like an arcade game. 24-second shot clock. It happens quick. Get in your sets. Get set up on your defense. Know where you're at. Know where your switch is. Know all the things. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a fun one.
It will.
All right. Well, that's it, man. It's going to be a quick, fast, fun, easy breezy Wednesday. Great show today. We're going to pay some bills around here. Then we're going to come back with the great fisherman Clay Henry.
Hickey and Hull Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in MENA and the Little Rock area. Hickey and Hull Law Partners specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa has everything you want for your next getaway. With the luxury and hospitality of a grand old Southern hotel, the accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit our thermal water bathhouse for mineral water baths and massages, or enjoy one of our many dining options, like our Friday night seafood buffet, primetime in a fountain room every Saturday night, or our award-winning Sunday brunch. Located in downtown Hot Springs, the Arlington is steps away from shopping, entertainment, Bathhouse Row, and the hiking and biking trails of the National Park. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more info.
To take on the South Carolina Gamecocks here in a couple hours. And I haven't seen what I saw. LSU was up on Kentucky. That's about in the fifth inning. So it is It is getting time for that. Great, great day in sports yesterday. Great sports weekend. And someone I always love talking sports with, the great fisherman Clay Henry. Clay, what's up, man?
Well, I'm rolling into the Hogs Illustrated Sports Club, and I think the speaker is Carson Shaddy, so I'm looking forward to that. It's LSU is we knew when Arkansas swept them early in the year that they weren't playing up to their potential, that they had good-looking players, some young pitchers revamping that, but they seem to be on a roll. I mean, they took care of Texas A&M a couple of weeks ago, and they've just slowly gaining steam. That's a team that you don't want to have come to your regional.
No, LSU's talented. They're scary. It's the bottom of the sixth. They're up 2-0 right now. Clay, it's always interesting, this SEC tournament, and I'm a player, so I always think anytime there's a game, you go out and compete. I remember one thing Coach Del Rio said in a preseason game. He's like, man, we're going to go out there and compete and try to win. If they're keeping score, we're going to try to win. What are your thoughts on this SEC tournament? As a player, I'm sure these players go out there, man, they're going 100%. You're trying to win this game. How are you looking at this tournament for the Hogs?
Well, you keep refining your technique as a hitter, and that's a word that gets you fired, potential. Want to see some of these hitters, and I'd say Kendall Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
Those quarter outfielders that have not. You can live with, a center fielder that doesn't, can hit his weight, but he's in the gaps, making those catches against the wall in center field, and these big parks that you're going to play in going forward. I'm talking about both Hoover and Omaha, hopefully. But these corner outfielders, they need to pick it up a little bit. That's a position that they should hit and show a little power. And that's kind of the missing ingredient for this team. I think that they liked all of these guys, as corner out, Kendall Diggs particularly. They just haven't been able to sustain anything, consistency. And seeing that slider out of the hand and laying off that pitch that's 4 inches off the plate, it's a swing and miss, or you pound it into a double play. That's kind of what I'm watching this week, if they get those corner outfielders going.
Yeah, no, another chance to compete, no question about it. Hey, let's. There's a little bit going. We can get back into some baseball if you want to, but I wanted to touch. I know you're a golf fan, just like myself and many listeners out there that love the game of golf. Big news in the golfing world. Let's go with let's start with the PGA tournament with Scheffler. His arraignment's delayed till June 3rd. Interesting to see what all comes out there. Schauffele winning his first major. Just unbelievable numbers when you go 62, 66, 68, 65. That equals minus 21. Sets a record for a major champion. And also with that, do you think that the LIV Golf Tour, when these guys are winning a major, that just ups their stock and maybe there's a chance he's a LIV golfer as well?
I don't know. His dad is got a European background. I think he was a decathlete, and they've got some international flavor to the. He won the gold medal in Japan. Mm-hmm. That's been his star on his resume. And I'm not in trouble, but I'm gonna have to get to another lane and let this ambulance find me. So when you hear this go by, it's not a blue light. It's the red flashing light of an ambulance. I'm on the Don Tyson Expressway right now. There he went.
We hope everybody's okay.
Yeah, but I just wanted to make sure nobody thought they were coming for me. I might deserve it sometime like Scottie Scheffler did, but not today. I think that, the X-Man has been in contention. He's the most consistent guy that you know, that hadn't won a major, mm-hmm. always in that top 10. And he has all the tools. If you watch him, you know, he's long, he hits fairways, he hits greens, got a great short game, he can putt, but he just hadn't finished one off. You know, that back nine on Sunday in the major, that's a different type of collar pressure, if you know what I'm saying. And, he hasn't played bad, but he just, you know, be one swing at the wrong time, and, you know, there's somebody else that's doing his thing. But I've always pulled for him because I like his demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
He handles his business. He does, you know, a lot like Scheffler. I mean, I guess we should say Scheffler's never been in trouble until he carried the policeman down the road in his in his courtesy car, last weekend. I mean, I know those guys. They get a courtesy car, and they're used to everybody just waving them through. And maybe that's what he thought was happening, but they weren't waving him through. They were telling him, "Hold on, big fella."
Well, and you know, it was definitely unfortunate.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate a guy lost his life. And Clay, I kind of thought, and I don't know, there'll be more to come out, but I thought that the police officer was probably had orders. You know, there was a captain, there's somebody that's his superior that said nobody gets through, and that's kind of, I mean, once you have orders, you got to wait. Yeah, you got to just kind of wait on it to go. But to your point, those professionals, those golfers, they are used to just going around the line and kind of going through.
I mean, especially those top 10 guys like that. I mean, they don't ever have to wait on anything. And I mean, when they get close to, they've got a car, it's got stickers on mm-hmm. it, you know, it's a courtesy car, and that, you know, he just got caught up. I think it was in darkness too.
Yeah, it was 4:30, 5:30 in the morning. It was it was early. You kind of didn't know what was going
on.
He
probably hadn't had his coffee yet. No. I'm not defending him. He broke the law. I mean, just then.
He still made his tea time. They let him. Yeah.
I pulled over and stopped when I saw the ambulance. You got to do that. You know, school buses, man. There's just certain things, and there's no exception. You just do it.
Well, there was a thing also in the golf world that I want to touch on with you, and I haven't seen. I guess Steph Curry's kind of been one of these guys, but the last one I really remember about a decade ago, Tony Romo trying to qualify for the U.S. Open, and you know he's a two handicap or so, and so Austin Reeves, an Arkansan, he plays for the Lakers. There was a Corn Ferry golf tourney, and he and Austin Reeves is a two handicap, and this is one, and I want to say Craig Stadler said this. He said, look, he said, when you're a regular golfer and you're a two handicap and then you go inside the ropes for the first time, you're going to shoot four shots worth on each side. You just are, because you're not used to the moment. And Austin Reeves even said he was nervous getting out there to the first tee. You're not used to playing with this anxiety and these nerves. And he shot a 76, Clay. I'd be happy with a 76 just about any time I step on the golf course. Missed the cut by 11 strokes. That just tells you how good those professionals are.
Yeah, so when we think handicap of two, that's really good. That means, you know, he's going to
shoot 75 anywhere.
86% of his average score is 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know where that puts him in against PGA Tour pros? That's 8 to 10 shots. Those guys are
minus fours.
If they did a handicap, no, they're
plus fours. Sorry, yeah.
No, they're plus six.
Oh,
and then, you know, somebody like Scottie Scheffler is plus 10.
Oof.
So you don't. You're not in that neighborhood. Now, that's a publicity stunt is all it is. He's not going to make the cut. He is not competitive. He needs to stay over to the side and not get in anybody's way, because he's not competitive. I mean, he's playing amateur events. Now they hand you a scorecard and say, it all counts, buddy. It all counts.
What's
no gimmies, get it in the hole.
you know what, Clay? We'll see him at Lake Tahoe next year. That's
that's right.
That's where we'll see him. Hey, what are your thoughts on Bryson DeChambeau, his mannerisms, his golf game, how he goes about everything? He's kind of a little bit, I don't know if contrarian's the right word, but he's a little bit outside of the box. Are you a Bryson DeChambeau fan?
Oh, I've kind of gone back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I like the, he's a unicorn. A lot of golfers know this, and
he led he led him in driving distance at Bahala.
Yeah, it's still about in a major. It's still about getting it in the hole, and this was a freakish course that you can make lots of birdies, and I think he's a little better when it's in tougher condition. Just like I think that our guys like Scheffler and Brooks Koepka, I think it needs to be a little tougher for them to have some separation.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that's unique about DeChambeau is that if you're not a golfer, you won't understand this, but all of his clubs are the same length.
They're like the size of an 8-iron, right?
I think they're all 5-iron.
5-iron? Oh, my. See, I thought they were an 8-iron. And then he goes by degrees. He has it was a 23-degree 7-iron is what he called it.
Yeah. But they're all the same length, so it should, there's a concept out there that it should make your swing the same on every shot. Well, the shorter clubs, like a wedge and 9-iron, really helps you to be shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Because your swing is more compact, and it gets you a more dialed-in yardage. So he has this wide range of distances on his wedges, and it's it makes it tougher. That's part of his problem, is being able to dial in on those shorter clubs. And sometimes he's got it figured out, and sometimes he's not. But I like to watch him play. But he's done some things that, you're like, man, I think you're out there in a different mental view. A little bit to where I'm not crazy about him. Like he's gotten involved in some controversy that I don't like. So
same. So we got we got two more things we'll go through. We'll go. You get the Dallas Mavericks and Daniel Gafford and Arkansas. Kyrie and Luka taking on Minnesota, Mike Conley, in what I think should be a great series. I mean, I could see this one going seven. It should be really entertaining. And Clay, me and Christian and I were talking about, this is Gafford's chance. Gafford's going to have a big series. You got Rudy Gobert and Karl-Anthony Towns, and you got Gafford and Lively for Dallas. That's where their mismatch is going to be. I expect big things. Gafford has a chance to really prove himself and get that big next contract.
I want to tell you, I do not think he's reached his ceiling. I think he's just getting better and better and better. It looks like he likes the big stage.
Mm-hmm.
They have some guys that draw double teams, and I'm talking about Luka and Kyrie, and sometimes he's the open guy, and guess what it leads to? It's a two-hand slam. And there's going to be some contact at the rim in this series with men. I'm talking about real men. That's fun to watch. The NBA's gotten away from what the big man used to be, that you had to have a five center, a true low post guy. But now it's a guy that can play outside and then flashes to the rim for a lob, and that is Gafford's game. And he is so quick on the two step and the lob that he will get some throwdowns. And I keep waiting for him to shatter a backboard, because he takes it up there from above the square and comes down with it, like you would playing on a Nerf go.
I'm telling you, his athletic ability is freaky. All right, last thing, we'll leave you with this. Ben Bibee on the bump today. What do you want to see out of him in game one?
Well, I think it's a tryout. I mean, they're trying to figure out, if we get in the loser's bracket, who can we count on for a start to give us you know, three innings, four innings. And I think it's a tryout, and it also is a chance. You know, I remember Drew Smiley late in his freshman year at Arkansas all at once got going, and he got the ball, you know, in the regional championship game at Norman and almost threw a perfect game. And that was that. He came out of nowhere late in that year. You're waiting for one more pitcher to show that he's going to take the ball on a big stage and give you something that you can count on in the NCAA tournament. So, and it might be a tryout to be maybe he's a weekend starter next year as, you know, he develops over the summer.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope nothing but the best for him. Let's go Hogs. Let's go baseball. Let's, you know, start off. I always think, Clay, it's a chance to hang a banner, win a title. Let's go and win this thing. Hey, Clay, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, man. Always enjoy it.
Yes, sir. That's the Hall of Famer, Fisherman Clay Henry, with a little bit of time on this Wednesday. And like most of us, C-Unit, I think they're all getting ready to go watch this baseball game. So it's what do you think? First pitch around 2 o'clock or so, 2:30?
I would say 1.
1, okay.
I think they go on at noon.
All right, well, I think they're 30 minutes after this LSU game. So we'll give you a score update after the break on this LSU game. And if you guys want to get in with us, please do. We're going to have Grant Hall coming up after these messages.
Eastside Liquor has every alcohol you need as we get close to summer. Green River Bourbon and Rye is flying off the shelves right now. Come check out the new Crystal Ridge Moonshine and Vodka, made right here in Hot Springs. Eastside Liquor, 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Okay. Yeah, we're back here halftime. Absolutely. LSU Grand Salami, 7-0 over Kentucky. So having some fireworks down there in Hoover. Beautiful Wednesday. Myself here, Colton on the board, C-Units, he running around making things happen. And we got the one and only Grant Hall here with us for a little bit of time on your Wednesday morning. How's it going, Grant?
Well, you know, it's been thundering all morning here in Fayetteville, and my dog knows enough to get in the middle of the floor. But
I like
think
it.
The storms have gone east, and the more important thing is the weather is good in Hoover so far. I mean, you mentioned it. I mean, just since I've been on the phone here, they've gotten 5 runs on home runs in the seventh inning. LSU has the JJ boys, Jared Jones at the grand slam, and their coach, Jay Johnson, Matt, is really bullish. You know, their team only went 13-17 this year in the conference, but he said yesterday, he reminded us that they were number 2 in the country at one point. He said the last 20 games were as good as any team in the country. And they're backing it up because they're beating Kentucky right now. They beat Georgia 9-1 yesterday. And some people think that – I think Kendall Rogers still has Georgia as a top 8 seed, you know, in the nationally, even after losing that game to LSU. So the game probably – Arkansas – probably isn't going to get started quite at 1 o'clock. I don't think. I think probably it'll take at least 30 minutes to play the rest of this game. And what do they take, about 45 between games? But it should start reasonably close to 1 o'clock if you're monitoring when Arkansas will play today.
Oh, I absolutely have to check this out, Grant. I see. I always think you, and I know you're building a team for Omaha. You're going to host a regional. But you get a chance to hang a banner. You get a chance to compete. Phil Elson says that, you know, there's just as much talent, if not more, in the SEC tournament than there is in Omaha. And so there's a great collection of talent. I know the teams, like, we're not going to start our ace today, which I get it. It's a double elimination tournament. How do you see this going for the Hogs? I know LSU's hot, and if you win, you get in type of thing. Do you think the Hogs try to compete, try to win this thing? How do you like this matchup today against South Carolina?
That's a good question, Matt. I mean, you know, you're right about the talent. I mean, Alabama, even in losing yesterday, made some great defensive plays. It's a fun tournament to watch. I think Arkansas kind of approaches it as a fun week to get to play a little baseball. You know, Arkansas will be in the double elimination phase where they're going to play at least two games. I don't think that Hagan Smith, I would be surprised if he pitches more than five innings tomorrow, unless he's, you know, doing it quickly through the innings. I mean, they're going to get him out there and have a nice workout. And by the way, you know, he's a semifinalist for the Golden Spikes Award. Arkansas's won two of those things already. You know, they won with Benintendi and they won with Kevin Copps.
Grant, if you win, let's say you win South Carolina today, then why would you just wait? Since it's a double elimination, would you just save Hagan Smith then for tomorrow?
I kind of think, without knowing, Matt, I think that they would keep him on his normal 7-day rest.
Okay.
You know, if he's fine and they like how he's throwing him, and then go out there and do his thing tomorrow. But, you know, Dave said, if you kind of read between the lines, he would like to see as many pitchers as possible get work. And, of course, to do that, you got to win today's game. Now, South Carolina is like everybody else. I mean, they're 13-17 in this conference is not that bad. Mark Kingston yesterday, he said, I think in this league you have to be able to throw a punch and take a punch.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Right now Kentucky's taking a punch. You know, yesterday Georgia took a punch. We'll just see with Arkansas. I mean, the A&M series was interesting. I think after Arkansas won that second game and clinched the West, the third game was somewhat meaningless. It wasn't meaningless to A&M's fans. They treated it like the seventh game of the World Series. You know, they were having a big time out there stealing bases with a 6-run lead, you know. But Arkansas will get either, in one way, they'll either get Vanderbilt or Tennessee in the second game. And, you know, the Tennessee thing would be interesting. This is where the dust-up happened between Dave Van Horn and Tony Vitello a few years ago. They've passed all that over now, but that would be interesting to play them, I think.
Hey, Grant, I know momentum and belief is a real thing, especially in baseball. If I gave you two options, Kendall Diggs or Brady Tigrett, to get that momentum and get that belief going, if it's here in the SEC tournament and can carry that over to the regional, which one of those guys? Now, perfect world, we want both of them, but which one of those guys do you think gives this Arkansas team a better chance to have success?
Boy, yeah, that's a good one. They've been trying really hard with Diggs. They moved him up to one in the order, you know, and he did make a nice defensive play, but he's not hitting like like he can and like he has in the past. It'd be great to get him going, but I almost think it's more important for Tigrett right mm-hmm. now. I guess they thought he had a tired arm or something. I do think we'll see him in this tournament at Hoover. And if he can go back to being what he was earlier, that's a big lift for him. Kind of in the way that Molina, you know, gave him those three great innings.
Oh, I liked him, yeah.
Yeah, that was great to see that again last time. If they get those two guys going again, then they got really good pitching depth.
I like Molina coming out of the pen. I like his confidence. I mean, I like him as a pitcher no matter what it is. I like his confidence. All right, we'll end with this one. NBA playoffs are here. Eastern Conference Finals. Wow, what a game one. I mean, just a big game. I don't know how much you caught of that. Then you get another big one, Minnesota-Dallas, game one tonight.
Well, you know, I didn't say anything about Minnesota last week, Matt, because I picked them, you know, to win this whole thing, and then they thought they were going to lose the series, and they came back and won the last two games, and now they've got Edwards going in a big way and Karl-Anthony Towns, and of course, I think Conley, who, you know, who missed one game injured, gives him he's a coach on the floor out there. I think it'd be fantastic in his 17th year in the league if they could just keep this thing going, and I really love it because of their physicality. I like them as much as anybody, so I'll stick with them. I picked them to win, and I'll stick with that.
That's Grant. That point you bring up is what scares me the most. The way Dallas plays basketball with Kyrie and Luka, I like watching that. But with Rudy Gobert and Karl-Anthony Towns, it's against Gafford and Lively. I'm with you. I think Minnesota is going to be too physical and too tough for Dallas.
Hey, by the way, a quick note, guys. The Cardinals, they're in the 15th hour of the game that started last night because they had to stop overnight. They got a 2-run homer from Gorman, so they're up 3-1 on the Orioles.
Let's go Redbirds.
Yeah, and better weather today in St. Louis, so there you go.
Grant, man, hey, we always enjoy you spending a little time with us. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, have fun, guys. See
you. Yes, sir. That's Grant Hall, the one and only. Can talk anything sports, man. Always a joy having Grant Hall drop a little knowledge. He's a Redbird fan. I don't know how many Red. I know my pops is a Redbird fan. So
most people in Arkansas are, but not me.
There we go. Well, hey, if y'all want to get in with us, please do. This is our last segment coming up on this abbreviated, kind of a gloomy, kind of a gray, skyey Wednesday, but overcast. Beautiful, beautiful Wednesday, though. Please do. 877-377-6963 on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, and we'll be back right after this.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures, and at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
Woo! Yes, sir. Back halftime. Myself, C-Unit Colton on the board. A beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. Phil Elson getting ready. Take y'all on a little pregame show as the Baseball Hogs taking on the Gamecocks from South Carolina here in a little bit. Boys, C-Unit, Colton, who do you guys, you like the Hogs in this South Carolina matchup?
I'm taking the Hogs. I'm taking them all day long. In the first matchup, I'll have them today. I'm really hoping they go through. They have the right mindset. Nobody wants to get out there and be the patsy. No one's looking for anything to deal with. Oh, we'll just wait for the tournament to be over and wait our thing for Omaha. No. Go out there and win. Try your best. You think that Peyton Holt is sitting up there thinking, man, I can't wait till this is over. I can get back to my... No. He wants to go up there and hit a home run in a key inning in the game, and he wants to be the hero. Hagen Smith wants the ball in his hand. All these people want the ball in their hand. They want to be able to go out there and make plays, and they want to go out there and win. I'm taking the Hogs today. I'm taking them big.
I like it. Cream rises to the top, Christian. Ben Bibee getting his first start of the SEC tournament. Big moment for him.
Yeah. Come out. Look sharp. Don't make a bunch of errors and – You don't want to see a bunch of strikeouts.
Just play a clean game. Yeah. Keep doing what you've been doing.
Stay fundamentally sound. You know, you don't – usually that results in a win.
That's the one thing I think. Don't try to be somebody you're not. And that's what I hope. I think if the hitters can get back to putting bat on ball. You don't have to try to – just find your pitch, put bat on ball. And to your point – our defense, I think we filled it at a 0.982 fielding percentage. So just keep that rate up.
Yeah, that's don't want to get sloppy.
Well, that was fun. T-Wolves and Mavs tonight. Who you got?
Man, I don't know. Game ones haven't been kind to the Mavericks.
It's in Minnesota, right?
It's in Minnesota. Yeah. That's kind of a filler out game for the Mavs. I don't see the Mavs winning game one. I hope I'm wrong. I like them better in game two than I do game one.
All right. I hope it's not a series of blowouts. I was pleasantly surprised with the game last night. Indiana, their ball movement was beautiful. Just a couple boneheaded plays late in the game. I think the fatigue wore out. Young team, kind of first time in that moment. But I think we'll get another big one tonight, and I'm with you. Let's go baseball. Let's go Hogs. Hogs win today. See you guys around.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online. This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.